Ladies, gentlemen, welcome back to Homemaker Chic Podcast. This is the podcast where we are attempting to rescue the art of homemaking from the daily grind. We're so glad you're here with us for another week and season whatever it is.
It is season 22. Remember. It is 22. Okay. I checked our notes.
Okay, season 22. Yay!
Hooray!
The cool thing about this is when it's season 1,247, there will still be homemakers.
Right. And they'll still need cheerleaders.
They will still need cheerleaders. Absolutely. So if you're a homemaker, whether you're living in your parents' basement or renting your first apartment, or you're even living with roommates, you're still cultivating your space wherever it is that you live. And we're here for it. We are your cheerleaders.
Yes, we are.
Keep going.
Sure. Season 22, it's golly, we haven't really said it a lot. In my mind, it's in it for the long haul, but I think you're wording it a different way. Okay. What have you been saying? Do you remember?
Mm-mm. Nope.
It's like, I think it's in it for the long haul, but I remember on the first episode of this season, we had talked about it, and then I think you started, and you said something. I'm like, is that what we said we were going to? So sometimes I like type it one way on the, when we upload the show, and sometimes I type it another way. But the point is, we're going to be at this for a long time. So each week we're trying to pick something where you're going to just need some encouragement or want some encouragement. It might not be that particular Monday, but at some point. It's going to happen. So, we're looking at the holidays, and my kids were, we're recording a few days early. So my kids, they were just like celebrating this morning. They're like, crank the Christmas music. It's the holidays. So live time recording November 1st. And it's just like a switch flipped in the vibe around our house. Even though yesterday it was drizzly and rainy and like 42 degrees and windy. And now it's just pristine and sunny and beautiful. So woke up feeling all Christmas Charlie Brown this morning, and now not so much. Now I'm feeling like I need to go garden or something.
Oh, you should go check out. I did a YouTube video last Friday. I got my greenhouse all set up for the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So I put an old livestock tub in there that had a hole in it and planted it with radish and arugula and spinach. And
awesome.
I took all my citrus trees and olive trees in there. I dug out my geraniums and moved them inside. And you walk in. It's amazing. Even now, the crispness in the air and the chill in the air, you walk in there and it's like an 80 degree, smells like dirt. It's just, it is better than therapy. I kid you not. It's amazing.
My mom gives me all her geraniums at the end of the season, and I had a ton. So they're all brought in, and they're in the conservatory, and they have that pungent, really distinct smell.
I love it.
Along with the dirt smell. And they're just blooming, and I can see them through my kitchen windows. And like, that is the green space for the winter.
Yep.
Hooray.
Yep. It feels so fun. It feels so fun. I'm so grateful to have a space like that. This is our first year having the greenhouse heated, and I'm really trying. Like I said in the video, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm really trying to actually grow just even small little green things like radishes or microgreens or spinach, because they'll grow in short seasons. They'll grow in short days.
Mm-hmm.
But just having that little fresh green something you can put on your plate.
Yeah, my Julian, he loves to grow microgreens. He's like, if he can snip off microgreens for like scrambled eggs in the morning or something, he's thrilled.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't take a ton. Just a little bit of a little something for me really helps to make it through the winter. Already, I'm feeling a lot less dread. And look, I'm crossing episodes here, but we did two episodes, I think, with Christy, three episodes with Christy. I swear to you, since I've been doing all this gut work over the past 120 days, the anxiety is so much lower than it usually is. Because even last night, I was thinking, you know what? I'm not dreading what's coming. I don't feel like this dread. Why is that? Why is that? It's bizarre. It's hard to separate them. Everything's so connected, but it's still really exciting for me to feel better. To just feel better. So
That's great.
I just
So,
sent my updated poo sample in, everybody. So
oh,
grew up, Christy, back on
great.
to talk about the new poo.
Oh my goodness. Oh, sorry, I have like something. I have a hair. Right before we started, I turned my space heater to my feet. Now I'm sweltering and it's blown a hair into my eyelashes. So just don't mind me. I'll just talk
Okay,
while I
just do what you
try to
need to
fish it
do.
out. Holy cow.
Okay, so today, oh, you guys, Angela picked this topic. She sends me the outline. She said, if you don't want to talk about this, it's not going to hurt my feelings. And I was like, I want to talk about nothing more than this because
Yay.
I've been feeling this. And I'll tell you something I needed reminded of, and it's this, which is embracing the beauty of a well-lived home. Embracing a home where there's actually people who actually live.
What an idea.
What an idea. What an
It's
idea.
just such a I think it's such a different culture than our mothers endured. I mean, I come from a decorating family. My mom always had like Mary Emmerling. She was like a precursor to Martha Stewart, I
Yeah.
think. My mom always had like coffee table books, and the house was styled. It was definitely lived in, but I don't think they had that same well, they did. They didn't have that exposure to perfected images all day,
All day. That's a
all
thing.
day,
My first
everywhere
thought
they turned, you know.
when I read this outline was, I remember reading my mom's Better Homes and Gardens book. Magazines, rather, growing up. And of course, half of the magazine's advertisements, okay, then
Right,
a
cigarette
quarter of
ads
it
back
is
then,
irrelevant. A quarter of
right?
it is the are these beautiful homes, so curated. And I remember as a young girl looking at these rooms, and of course, if you actually pick them apart, you'll see there's always huge bouquets of flowers and branches in bloom in every photograph. And I remember thinking, huh, that would probably only look like that for about 4 hours. And then those flowers would
Yeah.
start to die and the blossoms would start to fall off the branches. And, but even still, you got five or six of those images a month and you had to pay for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't every morning on the toilet and while the eggs were frying and you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? People
I
take their
totally know what
phones
you
into the
mean.
bathroom. It's just like constantly. It's constant. And I mean, as somebody who's had her home in coffee table books, like the what goes into getting those shots is insane. The moving of furniture and the removing of any signs of life, just there'd always be like chaos behind the camera, stacks of whatever. Even if you had the room, even if I had the room tidied or I thought it was good to go, you know, there's a lot happening.
There's a lot happening there. And I think about sometimes at the end of it all, what's the goal? What are we doing? Because it does affect your daily movements that you take. Are we hoping people say, oh, she had a beautiful, clean house? Or like, is that the point? Or is the point, her home was, she was always so welcoming to us. Her house was always full of laughter, of people, of good food. We had good times there. I don't think they necessarily have to be juxtapositioned. You and I love beauty, and we spend a lot of time and resources to cultivate beautiful homes. But part of what makes them beautiful, I think, to you and I, is the fact that they're well lived in. There are photographs of our beautiful little babies on the mantle, and there's little hand-drawn pictures on the walls. And I have little seashells that I've collected from family trips to South Carolina, And of course, plants everywhere, which are very messy. Real plants are very messy, but there's pieces of home, homeschooling books and pencils and guitars. I have so many guitars.
Yeah.
That's
And,
life.
you know, when I look around the house, I get all like, you know, my surroundings do make me, I'm a very nostalgic person and I like nostalgia. I am very sentimental and my surroundings are a part of that. And, you know, if we're like talking about like our home embracing, cherishing the patina is what we're going to call this episode. And, you know, when you start just letting go of perfection and it is a lived-in home, there's a lot of examples of lived in. I have, you know, hand marks at a certain height going up the stairs where children have rubbed their hands against the wall where there's no railing, you know, and the sap in me is like, they won't always be that high. That, you know, I don't even wipe it off. I'm liking, I am enjoying that. It's very low, and I don't even think anybody's that small to maintain that. I think it's old at this point. But there's little things like the sign of life for me is Nerf bullets in every corner, a little pile of Legos here, a little pile of Legos there from when they bring something down to show me and then it gets broken and then they never get put away. You know, there's so much there to a lived in home, to wood that gets worn in a certain area on a step because that's the first step somebody takes, you know, we have this like idea that everything should just be perfect, perfect, perfect. And it's not real. I mean, I don't think it's real. I think that even the homes we see have those things. They're just scrubbed. It's the same thing as a model. I mean, it's so easy to look at a magazine or to look at, you know, Instagram, who looks at magazines, but, you know, and see people's skin and think like, am I the only person with pores? Am I the only person with like little blackheads on my nose? I mean, you just forget Photoshop. You just forget all that goes into creating these images. And I think that for a lot of people, there's probably a battle to really cherish the patina of their homes. Because there's a lot going on there that can be thought of as, you know, if the day to day can be thought of as a reflection on the homemaker. And there's a lot to talk about today. So.
There's a lot to talk about, and I want to talk about the difference between mess and dirt and patina, because I think that's kind of a really important difference. So before we do that, let's say thank you to season 22 sponsor, American Blossom Linens. I have to tell you guys this story. I have to tell you this story, Janet. I hope you're listening.
I don't know the story.
No. Oh my
What are you going to
gosh.
say?
Okay. So I prize my American Blossom Linen sheets. I want them to be like the sheets I pass down to my great grandchildren. And they'd be like, oh, these are grandma's sheets. Okay. I take very good care of them. I've had them for years and years. So, we have this rule in my house that we don't come up with any kind of costume for Halloween until like the hour before we go to my sister's house. We keep it really chill. They've got to be free. Okay. It's just the way we roll. So, the night before, my kids are talking to me about their costumes, this and that. And I say, you guys, we'll talk about this tomorrow after school's done. And I promise we'll make sure that it's taken care of. Okay. I'm going to skip all the bits of like, he said, she said, I thought I asked you. In walks one of my children. Let's not name names. One of my children walks in as a ghost. Eye holes cut out of my American Blossom linen sheet.
That's what you got.
I, for the first
What
time,
size? A
I
twin?
was spe it was a twin. I was speechless. I didn't even freak out. I was like, there were no words that could come to my mouth. Just this ghost staring at me with these two handmade little eye holes
Like
cut
a
out in
Calvin
the
and
middle.
Hobbes
It was
ghost,
like a
just
Calvin.
janky eyeballs.
They were totally
Jagged.
janky. The best part was the posture of this ghost. All of a sudden, he sees my face and he just like shrinks down, throws himself at my feet, crying because he realizes what he has done. Oh
Oh my.
my.
Embrace the patina, Shay. Oh my gosh.
I was like, well, that's your sheet now. So you're gonna have little holes sticking out of your twin.
Big toe gets stuck in the hole. Oh my goodness.
Oh, protect your American Blossom linen sheets, friends. Put them under lock and key.
Did he take it off of his bed or out of the linen closet?
Out of the linen closet.
Bless his heart. It was the backup set. Okay, well, if you need a backup set, use this code FALLCHIC20 for 20% off high quality bedding without the traditional markups. Shay's going to pass hers down to her grandchildren because they are woven to last a lifetime, unless it's Halloween.
Unless it's cut.
So,
That does mess up the weave.
right? This bedding is sustainable and ethical, and you've heard us say that they're all coming from the United States. Everything from the cotton to the manufacturing of, the beautiful box that you get in the mail, and it's really beautiful. It is like a present to
Treat.
yourself when you order the sheets. It's not just coming in an Amazon box, okay? So, you need to visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Use the coupon code FALLCHIC20. If you have a queen size bed or a king size bed, you're going to get an extra set of pillowcases. And the bonus for all sizes, if there's no tug of war with the fitted sheet, they're kind of generously made so you can loop it around that mattress.
Nice deep pockets too. I shared you with this with you guys last week, but if you need a gift for like your mom who has everything and you're just like, what can we get her? I want you to get her one of these wool chevron blankets. This is genuinely like the type of a blanket that you would pass down to your children. This isn't one that's going to get ratty that you end up having to toss away and replace next season. They're such high quality. And all wool. I mean, oh, wool just makes my skirt fly up. I love it. It does.
Straight to your wool pantaloons. So visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Use the code FALLCHIC20. They are the official sponsor of season 22.
Yes. Okay. Dirt
Thus, bunnies.
crust versus patina. I think this is actually an important difference because I like my home to be clean. I like my
Yeah.
floors to be vacuumed and my toilets to be clean. And that's great. That's just fine. Not everyone's maybe as quite as worried about the cleanliness factor as I am, but I also live on a farm, so we're talking about kind of a different level of grime.
Of
You know what
grime,
I
a
mean?
different level of bugs and flies, and yeah,
And
it's
chicken poop and these kinds of things. So I have a certain level that I like to maintain my home in. But look, we've been here now for 9 years, and here's what I'm noticing. There's actual wear. So when we moved in, we took out carpet, and there was this soft fur flooring underneath, which is meant to be, that was the subfloor. But we've just been using it as our floor. So we had it refinished and sealed and polished and all the things, and it looked beautiful. Now, after 9 years of six people living in a small little cottage, there's actual like walkways worn into this fur floor. Okay. You can see the path that people take.
I love that.
See, that's the thing. It's like
I
most of the time
love
I
it.
do. Most of the time I do. It's just
Okay.
when I spend too much time with my eyes looking around, where I'm like, oh, wouldn't a nice polished, like moppable floor be really something?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Where all of a sudden you start to see your patina as scruff, as opposed to patina. That make sense? It's I
Yeah,
do
it
feel like
does.
it's a
I
tricky
think
balance, and it kind of depends on what
it
day
is a
you
tricky
find
balance.
me. Because
It
sometimes I'm
does
like,
depend on what
throw it
day.
all away, get everything stainless steel,
Yeah.
forget it.
Yeah. And then, nothing is eternal. There is a point where you got to redo the floors. There is a point where the banister, like mine, it has that where the paint's worn off from little hands. Like someday, probably should touch up the banister. But I think it's like, we talk about like a heart posture in the interim. Like it is special to see a home worn down, to see a home worn by the people who live there. And that's why I love the, my Persian rugs. Like they're worn. You can see the traffic patterns and you can see the sun. And I know like that happened on my watch. It's an old rug, but that particular sun pattern happened on my watch. Yeah.
Let me give you an example of when this goes awry.
Okay.
We redid our bathroom. Our one bathroom that we had in the house originally was 40 square feet. And we redid it ourselves as time and budget allowed. So when it came time to patch some drywall, I took it upon myself to figure out this task. We couldn't afford to have anybody come. So I used kind of this drywall tape to patch up this certain area. And then I used joint compound to kind of retexture the wall where this particular patch was. And then I paint it. Now that worked for years, but it did not stand up to children showering day after day after day after day after day. Eventually, where I used the joint compound started flaking away. And now, as kids are in the shower, they think it's a fun little pastime to sort of pick at this spot in the wall where they can flake off this joint compound. So now I have this wall where you can see this exposed, like, silver joint tape
Okay.
underneath.
Yeah.
That needs to be, that's not a good kind of patina to my mind, in my eye, in my aesthetic. That's like, you need to, it's time to redo the shower. Okay. That has been used to its capacity and it now needs to be fixed. Or the toilet that doesn't really flush because a kid flushed a toy down it. These are things that I would actually like fixed because this isn't quite what I'm going for a well-lived-in home. Like, I want guests to not have a heart attack when they use the guest room bathroom thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna be able to flush the toilet. Patina gone awry.
So there's a, I mean, I think things like that, it's like a timeline. Like whether it's paint being worn down or the floors, like things are charming for a while. Is that what we're saying? Or when they start to get like, I mean, flaking drywall is flaking drywall. There's nothing charming about
There's
it.
nothing really charming about it. I think there it's things are charming for a while. I think it's a real kindness of the Lord that we have eyes to just be grateful for what we have. And oftentimes you'll look back at pictures of your home from a particular period and you're like, oh my gosh, and I thought that was so great, or I thought I decorated that so well, or I thought that was really fancy when we got that couch, right? And now you've probably already gotten rid of it. But in the moment, we're doing our best to curate what we can, which I think is exactly what we should be doing. Like you said, embracing exactly where you are. But as we often say on this show, where we are is not exactly where we want to stay. I don't want to stay the same homemaker that I am now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I hope that I've evolved in various ways. Not because I kind of always want to be consuming things and moving things around, but just in my ability to caretake for things. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, until we get those like final pieces, we are taking care of things and we're learning how to try to stretch things and we're learning how to like try to make things last. And that's great. That's exactly, I think that's the exact path that most of us take for good reason.
So there's actual patina. Like we have things in our home that are going to get an actual patina. A lot of us have copper. I have, you do too. We have living finish brass. That's taking on an actual patina from the oils in our hands and use. There's the rugs, and like I said, that get a traffic pattern in them. There's wood that gets worn.
Marble.
Those marble, right? The stains and history told on a piece of marble.
I had this
That's.
great. I have to tell you this one story because this is what marble does, and I love this. We put our marble in, I think it was like in October, November, some years ago. Then we had a New Year's Eve party with our friends, and it was like this huge taco party, tacos and margaritas. And my friend Todd was in charge of making the margaritas. And so, willy-nilly, he's just not even thinking about it, because why would he? He's juicing all these limes on my marble. Citrus juice will, that'll mark marble in a second. So I have this huge area on my countertop where there's all this like sprays and circles from the lime juice. I've never once looked at it and thought, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that happened. Every time I see it, I think, I just laugh to myself. Like, that was a heck of a party. Like, how fun. What a sweet memory. Like, that's a good kind of patina.
Okay, so then, so there's that patina, and then there's imperfections. And that's what I think the homemaker, like as homemakers, we can do well to really just take a deep breath and go with it. So the Japanese have this concept called wabi-sabi. And I'm familiar with this. My mom's friend has a store with this name because she's got a lot of worn things in her store. But it's this aesthetic concept that encourages people to appreciate the value of imperfection and not necessarily just getting rid of something because it's not perfect anymore or not moving on to the next bigger, better thing. I saw a really sweet reel the other day. The reels I don't like are they're like, when we can we just normalize a normal house, you know, and it's always some sorry, ugly house, and those bother me. I'm like, I don't, I like, I, but I want to make a pretty house. Like, can't that be my normal, you know? But this reel I thought was really sweet. And it was saying, the woman was saying, look, if I have these outdated kitchen cabinets, but my husband can be home for dinner because, like, we're not saving for a $75,000 kitchen. Or if my children wear, you know, hand-me-downs because blah, 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 blah. It was all about not striving as a family for the next thing, being content with what they had and the family time and their action with each other and time with dad because he wasn't like just, you know, trying to pay off the credit card bill. You know, it was really, I found it really sweet the way she worded everything and just taking that pressure off of the American family to just have the next new vehicle, the next new big screen TV, the next new kitchen, like, you know, a kitchen, like with cabinets in it. That's so expensive, you know? And sometimes it's like, for what? You know, a lot of work, a lot of striving has to go into to those things to for us to keep up with the images or keep up with the Joneses. And I like this Japanese idea of wabi-sabi, like just being comfortable with things that are flawed, being comfortable with things that are unfinished. And I think like maybe we have a hard time finding a balance. Like, we want to take really good care of things. We want things to be really nice. But somewhere in there, like taking the pressure off for the next conquest in the name of perfection. I don't know if I'm articulating myself very well, but this reel in particular, I just found it so sweet that this family had chosen to hold their family as the ideal and not the surroundings as the ideal for their little family.
I think that kind of gets to this idea of identifying as the homemaker, what are your goals? Okay, what are Angela's goals in her home? But then once those are defined, going maybe to the next level and saying, why? Why do I have these goals? And that might cement those goals. And I think it also might get rid of those goals. I think a car is a perfect example. Some people are car people. I mean, you should be able to spend your money. You spend your money however you want, okay? But for us, for example, if I were to set a goal, I want a new car. Why? Why do you want a new car? If I were to really take a step back and think about that, I wouldn't be able to answer that well because I have a car that works fine. Okay, well, maybe that's how you release the pressure. Is you say, okay, I want a new kitchen. Why? And maybe you say, because this one doesn't work, I find it very frustrating. I'd really like to reorient things. But maybe you just say, I don't know. I guess I just, maybe I'm bored. Maybe I want a new project to think about. Maybe I just am tired of looking at this one, right? Like maybe that would help to direct that a little bit. I'm thinking out loud.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that's because then you're getting down to the reason, and then that reason, it's not that one's good or bad, but that reason can sort of help you identify the when. It do you know, do you need a new kitchen? Like, I had mold growing behind my walls. Like, all the temporary things that we did were never meant to be permanent, and it was really starting to show, and it was like actually gross. Do you so The why can then help you sort of identify, okay, well, when do we want slash need a new vehicle?
Good point. Good point. Maybe we have some reasons why, but then we have to take all of those whys and prioritize them. And prioritize them. And I'll tell you what, I find prioritizing to be the hardest part about homemaking.
On all fronts.
Because, especially with projects. When you go through your house with a pad of paper and a pen, what are some of these little, what's my pit list? What do I need to get on here that's just driving me crazy? That's very overwhelming because if everything's a priority, then nothing's a priority. If nothing's a priority, really, then how do you pick out one to start with? Do you just take it by room? Do you just take it by price? Like, I've tried project snowballing, like Dave Ramsey style, where I'm like, okay, take the cheapest one. Okay, I need a little hook, eye hook for this door. Okay, well, that's $9. Let's start with that project and get that finished and then move to the bigger ones, right? I don't know the answer to this question, but I just find prioritizing to be extremely difficult because.
Well, because there's what needs to get done and what you want to do. I mean,
And you can only do so much. We always joke in this house, it's like, oh, it's just time and money. It's just time and money. Big
That's
deal.
all.
Just time and money. Just the two most limited resources for our family, time and money.
Yeah,
No
for
big
anyone.
deal. So, yes, I think back to what you were saying is if we can, if part of our efforts here are just reorienting our heart to embrace those imperfections and say, we flip the script and we actually tell ourselves, like we've been talking about so much lately in this house, we tell ourselves the true story, such as, yeah, we might need to redo the floors. At the same time, these floors are worn because we have fought so hard for our family to be together during the day. And we spend a lot of time here together. That is a true, both of those are true things. Okay. Which one of those orients your heart into the right position?
I have to tell my, I mean, that's the true story. I have to remind myself when it gets dirty. Like, you fought to be together all day. Of course, it's going to get dirty every single day.
Every
Every
single
day.
day. Oh, sorry for those of you watching videos. Yes. Okay. So let me tell you how I've kind of managed this patina thing. Because let's just speak from our like little designer hearts for a second, okay? There is a difference between patina and crusty and dirty. Those are kind of different things. And when I was starting out, we're doing things ourselves. Everything's a little off. Everything's a little janky. Everything's very homemade. Everything is secondhand. And that's fine. It worked so well for us. And then as I matured a little bit and as I grew into this space a little bit, I found myself wanting some pieces that sort of countered the crusty. So it wasn't
Yes.
all secondhand. It wasn't all thrifted. It wasn't all chippy furniture. It wasn't all patinaed. I wanted some counterweights to say, yes, I've got all this patinaed copper, but I've got this like glossy paint on my shelf and on my cabinet. And so it acts as a counterweight
For
to
sure.
match that patina, the things that are naturally going to patina from having a well-lived-in home. What are some things that I can use to actually counter that? All I can think of is a shiny paint right now. Can you think of another example of that?
No, I mean, yeah, a couple. I
Oh,
mean, for,
new kitchen towels, like clean kitchen
yeah,
towels. Yeah.
right.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, and I was thinking just even with American Blossom, I love vintage linens. I love vintage pillows. I love vintage down blankets. And, but I want really nice sheets, you know? And so, I think that that is where doing what you can to select things that are well made for your home
Yeah.
to serve as that counter and to last and actually develop their own patina. This idea of it not being disposable.
Yes. However, I have found that sometimes that means using them in different ways. So, because my kitchen is a very crusty kitchen, because it's old and it's worn and it's used, I like having ironed, non-stained kitchen towels. When they get really stained or really patinaed, I use them in different ways.
Oh, they become milk rags.
I don't want them. They're not disposable, but it pleases me to have nice unstained kitchen towels hanging in my kitchen.
Yeah,
It
I
makes
don't.
me feel like
That's
my life is together. It counters the other
the
things
funk.
going
It
on.
counters
It
the
counters
funk.
the
Yep.
funk. It does. It does. I did the same thing with lighting fixtures in my kitchen. When we were in Sicily, I bought a suitcase while we were there and came back with these light fixtures. Like they're these white ceramic hand paint. They're very simple, very just wipeable.
Okay.
And
You
replaced
didn't show me
some
those.
vintage chandeliers that I had in my kitchen. The chandeliers were beautiful. I used them other places, but the kitchen was already crusty. And chandeliers get a little crusty and they don't have like a clean aesthetic to them. So putting up these white ceramic lights that I could just wipe and
Wipe
they had
off.
beautiful bowl. It was really beautiful. And it was this real like counter to things. And that's fun. That's like this beautiful homemaking dance where you're able to just take a step back and say, is it lived in? At the same time, is it clean and inviting for other people? Because other people don't want to walk into your trash. That's not what we're talking about when we're talking about what lived in. Okay. I had this kid, again, not naming names here. No matter
You
how
already know
many
it was one of
times
the
we
boys
have
that
the
ruined the sheets.
conversation, they insist on throwing their toilet paper away in the trash can versus flushing it down the toilet. Okay. When I talk about a well-lived home, I am not talking about people coming over to use my bathroom and seeing used toilet paper in my garbage can. That's not what I'm talking about. I hope these conversations make you guys feel so much better about
Oh
yourself.
my gosh. Yeah, I hope so. Not like misery loves company, but like just that reminder, like we're all just real people. And some of us spill salsa in our nightstands and then close the drawer.
Some of us have to flush turds down the toilet for other people. Let's take a quick break and say
On that
thank
note,
you
let's thank our
to
sponsors.
season 22 sponsor, Branch Basics. So We got to clean our home. We want a clean home. I was just in my bathroom and I lifted up the old toilet and I was like, it looks like it's been about a week since this toilet was cleaned. So, literally, before I sat down to record this, I grabbed a little scoop of the Branch Basics power booster powder, whatever they call it, put it in the toilet, scrubbed it around with the brush. And I know I'm going to go back here after an hour of this and it's going, almost all the cleaning will be done for me. I'll still spray it and wipe down the edges, but these are such cost-effective and effective cleaners for you to have in your home. So we want you to visit branchbasics.com and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC because that's going to get you 15% off your starter kit. You're going to get a huge bottle of cleaner concentrate, and you'll take that and dilute it down into all the different bottles that they give you for the all-purpose, to the bathroom, to the glass cleaner, to the laundry. One
I would like
cleaner
to put
can
out
do
an
them all.
APB for my glass cleaner. Family, if you're listening to me, I want my freaking glass bottle of glass cleaner back. You've all been ignoring me for the last week. I just keep asking for it. I want it back now.
There you go. But she's probably not going to get it back. So she's going to have to go to
Oh, I'm going to get another one with my great
branchbasics.com.
Homemaker Chic discount.
That's right. /homemakerchic and use that code homemakerchic to get 15% off so that you can have access to this cost-effective, non-toxic, hypoallergenic, free of fragrances, hormone disruptors, etc., etc. Love this cleaner. Love it.
Love it. Okay. I've been talking about it for weeks. So now it's officially happening. It's been happening. It's been going on for 4 days now.
Yep.
And you have until the 8th. This is the Dupes and Capri Black Friday sale. 20% off site wide.
That's insane.
And if that's nutsoid, that's
That's a lot.
crazy.
That's a
You
lot.
need to use the code PREBF. So the way to remember that is pre best friend, because we're your best friends. PREBF24, PREBF24 for 20% off. That's crazy. If it's the time of year where you need to stock up, or you're looking at all the little lip balms and all the fun things they have, and you're thinking about stocking stuffers, when that cart hits $250, you're going to get a free limited edition Tupes and Co. t-shirt. So you can spread the clean goodness. You can tell all your friends and family when you wear that shirt about non-hormone disrupting, non-garbage skincare and makeup.
And deodorant for the love. Use their
Deodorant
deodorant.
for the tweenagers' love.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, the aromas. Honestly, incredible. So we're really excited. We've been partnering with Tupes. Emily and her family are friends. We've partnered with them for almost this entire show since its beginning, and this is the skincare that we love to use for our families and the makeup. And the great thing is that you can pronounce everything on the bottle. So I know a lot of you have growing children and you're really worried. There's a lot of health consciousness going on right now, which is fantastic, and we want to be mindful of what we're putting on our skin because it's going into our bodies. So this is where you can partner with Tubes and Co. And right now, you get to partner for 20% off. Use the code PREBF24 for their Black Friday sale, which is over on the 8th. So today's the 4th. You have all week long to stock up. Don't procrastinate.
There you go. Don't procrastinate. The end.
The end.
Okay, so we're mixing new and old, right? That's part of the way we're accepting this patina and a well-lived in home.
And not even old, like we don't mean you have to love antiques.
No.
We mean old, like
Worn.
contentment. What'd you say?
Worn.
Worn. Yeah. Being content in the interim before you can replace something.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Do you keep a list of things that need replacing?
No. I
I don't either,
don't.
but I'm just thinking as I say that, that would actually might be helpful. We have a set home budget every month. And so often at the end of the month, I'm like, ooh, we had $63 left. Great. Now
Yay.
I can go and get that, whatever,
Four tea
shower
towels.
curtain or,
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
something like that, where it's maybe some more of the utilitarian pieces that do get worn, that can be tricky to spend money on, like new
But like the
sponges,
shower
et
curtain's
cetera.
a great example of that thing in your home. Like that does make it look slovenly. When you've
Oh,
got an
yeah.
old, hard, water-stained, nasty shower curtain, that is one of those things. Like
And
that
they're
is
like
not cleaning.
$9. You know, it's just, it take,
Right.
it's energy. It's just energy
It's
to
energy, yeah.
remember to order it, to install it. That's what I'm just thinking. If there was like an actual list, I wonder if that would be helpful. Especially if you had
It
it as a,
probably
on a
would be.
calendar, like November. Do
Yeah.
the kids have winter coats? Let's add
Yeah.
that for
I did
November.
that the other
That's
day at
going to be an
Costco.
amount that
I like
needs
it.
to come out of our home budget.
Yeah.
Because though that is also the thing that makes me feel slovenly is when like we live on a farm. I got real kids, real farm kids, who pretty much grew up outside without shoes on. However, when we go into
You roll up into
town,
church, you
oh,
don't want them piling out of the suburban
I don't like it.
in
I
their
don't
chicken coop
like
coat.
it. And their chicken
I
coop
don't
coat
either.
with
No.
duct tape all over and like fluffing coming out. And it's like,
Duct tape.
no, I don't like that. I don't
Yeah,
like
I don't
that.
either.
And I don't want them to like it. I want them to know there is an appropriate time and place to dress like that. And then there's appropriate times and places to dress nice. We got to mix the new and the old here. You know, this is
Yeah.
about we're trying to practice some discretion. So that is a piece of things, but you have to have the things in order for them to be able to do it. Just like you need to have the clean kitchen towels to put out if you don't want to put stained ones out. So, oh, I don't know. I'm thinking out
All
loud here. I'm
right.
thinking a
So,
calendar might be helpful.
yeah.
Okay,
A
carry on.
calendar might be helpful.
Yes.
That is going to be, you got that cracked switch plate, right? Every
Yeah.
time you walk past it, you swear because it's cracked and it looks terrible. And like, if that's on the list, then the next time you go to the hardware store, you remember to get a nice shiny new one.
Yep.
Cracks are not patina.
Yeah.
Think it's important too with like speaking like just of the kids to I was taught this. My mom, I don't know how she did it, did a really good job of teaching me to care for things. I took care of things. I learned at a very, very young age, you don't set a wet towel on an antique. And then I just learned to care for my pencils for school and care for my clothing and care for, just take good care of what you've been gifted, whether you. I think that's really important to teach the kids because then when we are able to, or we have invested in maybe something that's a little nicer, it's you're showing that respect, that work that went, showing respect for the work that went into making that purchase. And if you're in a position where you do need to do things thrifted or on the cheap, the nicer you take care of something, the longer it's going to last. So I think that's really good for the kids to know. It's just like we have this just like disposable idea about our culture. I'll just get another one. I'll just get another one. I lose it, gets a hole in it, gets a tear in it, I'll just get another one. And
What I really don't like about
that's.
that is that means you still have to just always make so much money.
That's what I meant about like that family at the be and the reel. They
Exhausting.
were saying the constant pursuit of more money is not a
Yeah.
priority to us, so we will live with these brown, outdated cabinets. The
Yeah.
constant pursuit of money is not important to us. What's important is that my husband can be home by 5, so we will do
Yeah.
staycations as a family. I mean, they, yeah.
Yeah. I remember so distinctly making that decision as a family when I got pregnant with Georgia, and Stuart and I were both making $12 an hour. And
Live in large, Shay.
tell you what, we were not. We had barely jobs, no prospects. But I remember still very distinctly us sitting down and having the conversation about me not working anymore, about me taking time with her when she was born. And that
Yeah, we did
meant
too. It was like, we will have less, so I
we are
can be
going to
home.
have nothing.
It was, yeah.
We are going to
Yeah.
have nothing. I remember when I was making the cookbook from scratch when we lived in Alabama. This was our poorest time by far, and we didn't have a farm, but my friend Chip did, Farmer Chip. And so I would go to his farm maybe once a week, and he would clear out his gardens, and I bought some of his produce and stuff. Anyway, so the pictures from farms in that book are from Chip's farm. And we went one day to take some more pictures and to flesh out the book a little bit. And I went with Stuart, and I remember Chip offered him a beer. And I was like, I want a beer so bad, but I didn't want to be rude and say, I would like one as well. And so I just sat there and watched him, Chip and Stuart, drink these beers. And that was the one beer that was consumed during our entire time in Alabama. There was just no money. There was no money for
Shay, we
things
didn't used to
like
drink
that.
coffee. We did not have money for
Oh,
coffee.
that stinks.
There wasn't even a coffee pot. It was just not a part of our life
It just
because
wasn't a part of things. Yeah.
that was just too luxurious. Yeah.
Yeah. There are times, there are, I mean, look, if you're there now, like, I just want to
That's some
tell, it's
patina.
worth it. It is worth it. I look
That
back,
time
they were hard
is
times.
worth it.
But
Yep.
I'm telling you what, to be able to look back at what we prioritized as our family, I wouldn't trade that for anything. No amount of money. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
I
No
really
way.
wouldn't.
That was.
It has been our greatest gift has been our time together as a family. When we look back, even now, even in the middle of it, we see it for what it is. It is the greatest gift. So if that means that you have to just paint your cupboards instead of ripping them out and putting up whatever, marble backsplash, okay. So
Yep.
what? I know I've quoted this before, but there was this amazing clothing brand in the 90s called No Fear. Okay, look it up. Google it
Okay.
right now. No Fear. My
Did it have
dad
like a
had this,
paintbrush logo, like the
yes,
writing?
paintbrush
Was it like a
logo.
paintbrush? Yeah, I can see it in my head. Oh,
My
that's
dad had
scary.
this maroon tank top. It was like this kind of tie-dyed, funky 90s tank top. And it said in that like paintery font, it said, "He who
Yeah.
dies with the most toys still dies. No fear." And that's what he would mow the lawn in. But I still remember it. Look, it sounds so trite to say, but it's true. You die with a marble backsplash, you still die. I mean, if you want to talk
I
about
did.
perspective.
I don't know. Yeah, I did see something else. Here's me like quoting Instagram again. But I did see something a few months ago and I kind of bugged me and I turned it off. But I bugged me because I probably needed to hear a little bit of what she said. And she was being pretty dogmatic, and I don't like to paint with this broad of brush. But she said, a collective we are all going to regret all this time we spent on our homes. And I thought that was, again, little black and white. But a lot of times when something feels black and white, there's something there for you know? And she was just really talking to like the cultural obsession with working on our homes
Well,
and just
just
making them
endlessly
this,
turning it over, endlessly, endlessly,
yeah, this
endlessly, over and
perfect,
over.
trying to get this perfection for what? By the time you get it done, they're all going to move out. And
Half
then
the
what?
befores I
And it,
see
so
on
it's,
Instagram, I'm like, I thought it was the after. I thought we'd already redone this. What are we doing?
yeah, people are redoing stuff that's done. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's confusing.
Anyways.
And look, here's what scares me the most. I love that people have design desires. I love that people want to cultivate beautiful spaces. I love that people
Yeah.
want to talk about paint colors and chandeliers and marble. I want to talk about all those things. I love all of those things. The problem obviously lies when you grow discontent
Yeah, I think
because
that's.
you don't have all of those things, when you don't have the money for those things, when you don't have the time to implement all of those things. And it begins to fester. And where it gets really, really, really scary is when you think, oh, I'm fine. And I'm just taking in all these inspiring accounts on Instagram or all these inspiring boards on Pinterest, not realizing that it's kind of this low dose poison where you might get done and kind of feel a little inspired. And then the next day you might do it again and you might feel a little inspired. But really, what you're doing is you're actually kind of taking in, and eventually it actually it
Gets you.
blackens something inside. It does. It gets you where all of a sudden you look around and you're just like, oh, this is, I hate this place. This isn't anything what I want it to be. I've got no time, I've got no money. You know, all these people who live here who I made keep getting in my way. They just want to eat lunch.
Yeah.
That's
I
when it
mess
can
it up.
get, that's when it can get kind of scary to me. Because when it's really obvious, it's easy for us to just laugh it off. It's when it's subtle. It's when it's subtle. And look, I have totally fallen into this ditch where I follow all these great
Yeah, for
British
sure.
designers, and I'm like, holy cow, this is just, I think I'm being inspired. And then before I know it, I'm getting resentful. But they're 75 years old. They've never had kids. They live alone. It's like, yeah, Shay, their house looks tidy, doesn't it? It looks perfect because they're a professional designer with no family. Like, we're not having the same conversation. We're not having the same conversation. I think that's really important to recognize.
Yeah, I think so. What's interesting is so we don't have contentment in the notes for today, and contentment keeps coming through. So that's great. No, that's good because that's what it is. We're supposed to be content in all things. Not just when the backsplash is shiny and new. So forget patina. Like, let's think about contentment. So let's invite our listeners and ourselves to look around our homes this week and find the beauty in the items that we have that have aged with grace. And then the things that we want to change, do your little checklist of why. And then from there, get to the when could that be done? When should it be done? And go from there into the
And then,
holidays as we're, moving furniture around and getting ready for company, and even our minds are already on to next year. What do we want to do? What do we want to accomplish in our homes? Let's keep these ideas right there as we're looking to the future, as we're going the long haul.
Here's something for the long haul to make you feel better. I put one coat of paint on my ceiling when I moved in 9 years ago. And I just got my dad to agree because he's really tall to come and put the second coat on 9 years later. So,
Awesome.
we're in this for the long haul. The really, really long haul. All right, ladies, thanks for joining us here today. We'll be back here with you next Monday. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Kachava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Kachava, Kachava.com, code FITNESS.